This Geraldine actually is the most realistic. She says, there's nothing conservatives can do to change those mush for brains. They're just going to have to wait. When they have a job and a baby, they can talk to me about socialism. Because then they'll say, no thanks, and become rugged individualists.
Yeah, the moment they have a baby and the Trump debtor protection squad doesn't let them take it home until they pay the hospital, they're going to be like, yeah, socialism's it's bad. Thanks, Geraldine, you old piece of shit. Bitter old fucking crone. Fuck you.
And I'm sorry, actually, that name is funny to me. Yeah. Maybe just because I smoked Davey? Weed. Yeah, that's... No, I mean, it sounds like a name of a you know, an object of affection in a monkey's song. It's funny.
Yeah. It's a guy, someone with a bowl cut and a turtleneck fucked her in 1958.
during her beatnik phase. Yeah.
She was the subject of the famous 50s song, Oh Sweetie Baby by Gary Tasteman. Gary Tasteman, one of the inventors of rock and roll, tragically died when his blimp ran into Holland Tunnel, killing 300. I'm a rockabilly guy. I have a tattoo of all my favorite singers from the 50s. Gary Tasteman, Joey Popsicle, Gary Buddy. My wife has bullshit rockabilly tattoos. We always get in fights, and I walk around the bar punching the doors, and I'm like, damn it! And my Marlboros keep falling out of the rolled-up sleeve in my shitty shirt and vest. It doesn't actually stay in like in movies, but I get drunk and cry every anniversary of Gary Tasteman's death.
So Felix moved to Greenpoint where there are still rockabillies, yeah. And he doesn't like
I
them.
Fuck, they're the worst pieces of shit in the world. I wish...
That has been weighing on you.
I hate them so fucking much. They're such pieces of shit. They're the worst people in America. And I include
active
members.
You sound like a man
members.
Who's never listened to Brian Setzer.
Yeah. Zoot Suit Riot. I'm racist and alternative.
Excuse me, that was the Cherry Poppin' Daddies, who were swing revival, not rockabilly.
Felix, thank you for this digression.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But
yeah, I'm crying.
To put a bow on the socialism article, I think it's to say the Democrats have no fucking clue what's going on with young people in this country, but I feel like the Republicans kind of do. I think they have maybe kind of a better handle on it, and I think that's a good sign.
Yeah, you know why? Because they're not fucking losers.
Yeah. I mean, you know what's fucked up is every person under like 80 in this article's name is like Timothy Jacuzzi. And they're like, the moment I hold a girl's hand, I'm going to get them to stop being socialists. And they're somehow like smaller losers than the Democrats. That's fucking amazing. They're like bullying the Democrats. Fucking amazing.
It rules.
These are kids who like idolize Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
That's how much they're winning. But you're exactly right. They're winning a hell of a lot more than any fucking person under 30 who like still really loves Hillary Clinton.
Oh, absolutely.
That's for fucking damn sure.
Way bigger losers.
That's worse than being a rockabilly person, by the way.